This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
For millions of workers around the country, the new year means a bigger paycheck. More than 20 states and the District of Columbia are raising their minimum wages this year, and in most places, that goes into effect today. Not talking about a huge hike in some places. In Florida, it's just a few cents an hour. But in others, take South Dakota, for instance, the minimum wage is going up by more than a dollar. We sent Marketplace's Amy Scott to talk to workers about what a little extra cash each week could mean for them.
Here in Maryland, minimum wage workers are getting a 75-cent raise today, from $7.25 an hour to $8. But in Baltimore this afternoon, McDonald's worker Keidra Jackson was unimpressed.
I really don't think it's going to make a difference. Still got bills to pay, and actually, a lot of employers are going to cut hours. I think so. Half of us, you know, are part-time already, so it's not going to make a difference.
It sounds like she's been talking to Jack Mosloom with the National Federation of Independent Business. He says some employers will make up for the extra cost by cutting jobs or reducing hours. Others just won't create new jobs.
The likely scenario won't be massive layoffs. It'll be a much quieter and broader effort on the part of local business owners to avoid hiring people.
Economists like Elise Gould, though, say far more workers will benefit than lose out. She's with the Economic Policy Institute, a liberal think tank. Gould says the extra money those workers earn will go right back into the economy.
Families at the bottom really need to spend their money. When they spend their money, it increases demand for goods and services, and that really stimulates the economy.
That effect will be modest in states like Florida, where the minimum wage rises by just 12 cents today. In Maryland, it's set to hit $10.10 an hour in 3 years, among the highest rates in the country. That could help workers like Ronald Watson. He makes just over $9.50 an hour at retail store Target.
That's groceries, you know, which is significant.
Efforts to raise the federal minimum wage to above $10 have stalled in Congress. But for the first time, as of today, more than half of states are now above the federal minimum of $7.25 an hour. In Baltimore, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.